haul ass and don't stop for anything till you get across, said our NCO. We could see other Marines of our battalion starting across on our right. He told me to leave my mortar ammo bag and that someone else would bring it. I had the Thompson submachine gun slung over my shoulder. We left the field and slid down a 10-foot embankment to the sloping floor of the draw. My feet hit the deck running. The man ahead of me was a Company K veteran whom I knew well, but the other two were replacements. One I knew by name, but the other not at all. I ran as fast as I could and was glad I was carrying only my Tommy pistol and combat pack. The valley sloped downward toward a little stream and then upward to the ridge beyond. The Japanese machine guns rattled away. Bullets zipped and snapped around my head, the tracers like long white streaks. I looked neither right nor left, but with my heart in my throat, raced out, splashed across the little stream, and dashed up the slope to the shelter of a spur of ridge projecting out into the draw to our left. We must have run about 300 yards or more to get across. Once behind the spur, I was out of the line of machine gun fire, so I slowed to a trot. The veteran ahead of me and a little to my right slowed up, too. We glanced back to see where the two new men were. Neither one of them had made more than a few strides out into the draw from the other side. One was sprawled in a heap, obviously killed instantly. The other was wounded and crawling back. Some Marines ran out, crouching low to drag him to safety.
"Jesus, that was close, Sledgehammer," said the man with me.
"Yeah,"
I gasped. That was all I could say. We went up the slope and contacted a couple of riflemen from 2-5.
"We got a kid right over there, just got hit. Can you guys get him out?"
one of them said.
"There's some corpsmen set up in a ravine along the ridge there."
He pointed out the location of the casualty and then the dressing station. We hailed 2 Company K men coming along the ridge, and they said they would help. One ran back along the ridge to get a stretcher. We other 3 moved up the ridge and into some brush, where we found the wounded Marine. He lay on his back, still clutching his rifle. As we came up, he said,
"Boy, am I glad to see you guys."
"You hit bad?" I asked as I knelt beside him.
"Look out, you guys, Nips right over there in the bushes."
I unslung my Tommy, and watching where he indicated the Japanese were, I talked to him. My 2 buddies knelt beside us with their weapons ready, watching for enemy soldiers through the brush while we waited for the stretcher.
"Where are you hit?"
I asked the wounded Marine.
"Right here,"
he said, pointing to the lower right portion of his abdomen.